Hello?
Hi, Jamal. This is John over at Local Splash. I missed your call there. Sorry, I apologize.
What is Local Splash? What does Splash have to do with... I don't understand. How does Splash have to do with advertising business?
Hey, it's just the company name here. Yeah, Local Splash. Splashing it out, you know, getting that brand exposure you're looking for. Gotta be like water, like Bruce Lee
sounds
says,
like
you know?
A pool company.
No, I'm serious. Yeah, you know, when you put it like that.
Sounds like you guys could take my money and just open up a pool company and shut everything down and tell you.
Oh,
say
my
that
gosh.
You never did business with me. How can I be sure and guaranteed that it will be flowing? You know, I mean, I'm not saying that. I mean, I've done this before,
yeah.
But it's just that now, you know, you answer the phone, I call back and it says Splash.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm just like, that's just a real throw off. Like, for real. You know, that's a real throw off.
Okay.
And,
well,
but I'm definitely interested. But you know,
okay,
you guys,
yeah.
I'm definitely like, your name is like just really very, very, very sketchy. And it's really making me, question should I do it or not? But I'm
okay.
In stuck between a rock and a hard place kind of right
that's
now.
Okay, man.
And, so I just need a little bit more information, like, you know, Splash Entertainment. Like, you sound like a record company. I was trying to.
All right. I'm going to send you something.
All right.
No worries. No. All right. So, Jamal, this phone number ending with the 0012, does that accept text messaging? Okay.
Yeah.
This is something that's from Google, not from us, not from Local Splash. It's from what Google says about us. You can fact check me all you want. You cannot fake this. This is Google's webpage. When you look up on their directories of their partners and you type in Local Splash, premier partner of Google, this is what they all show. Let me know when you open it up.
All right.
Okay. I just want to make sure we show our legitimacy here to you.
Yes, it says Local Splash. Okay.
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 Now, let me explain this a little bit to you. So Google doesn't reach out to customers directly unless they're a multi-million or a billion-dollar company. Everyone knows this. If they don't, then they're in a world of trouble because people are lying to them. Okay. They have different tiers of partnerships that they trust to handle SEO. Now, we are the highest tier partnership as a premier partner that they trust to do this. The reason why is because, yes, we're certified. Look, you see our certifications through them, our spend, and performance. Now, when it comes to the spend, it's not about us paying for that spot being a premier partner. You can't do that. It's about how much money we're putting into the companies that we work with and having a good performance rate. Do you see that saying?
All right. Now, check it out. Check
yeah.
it out.
Yes,
I
sir.
Remember I told you in the past, I've done one with – the last one I did it with was – I think I did it with Angie's List.
Right.
They sent
okay.
me – now, they sent me. They sent work. But maybe my prices – like I said, it doesn't mean that everybody's going to take my prices. It doesn't mean that everybody's
right.
going to set – like, you know what I mean? Because – this is the thing. When they would give me, they would refer people to me, these people would mm-hmm. say, all right, hold on, because I'm talking to three other people. And I'm like,
right.
this is a bullshit. You understand? Like,
yeah.
I paid for that, and then you got to expect a payment at the end of the month when these people are not guaranteed to even mess with me. So it's like,
exactly.
really, like,
yeah.
I did it before, and I'm like, damn, am I making the same mistake again?
No, not at all. So I'm going to explain the difference, the huge differences actually between us, Angie's, and HomeAdvisor. They're bought together, right? I don't know. I always
yeah,
forget who
yeah,
bought
yeah, I think they all together.
All right.
Homie and yeah, all that. All
yeah.
together now.
All right. So Jamal, they're very open about telling people this too. So I'm only going to speak facts. I don't like talking bad about another company. Okay. That's just not me.
No, you got to, because
okay.
pretty soon they're going to buy your company. Pretty, listen,
no.
how they buying everything.
No,
I'm
wait till you hear this.
HomeAdvisor, Homie, Angie's List. Angie's List yeah. turns to Angie. Listen, they going crazy. They buying all of the dispatchers. They're buying like they it's like they're gonna buy y'all pretty soon. Now they're gonna buy y'all pretty soon. I guarantee you.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So here's the crazy part. Those leads that they gave to or sent out to you, most of the, like 90% of their leads are bought from Google. So to paint the picture here, let's say I was that customer, right? I go on online. I go on Google. And I type in any of the services that you provide, right? Let's just throw something out here for now, okay? And let's say I type that in. Well, That whether I did it today, yesterday.
Ring doorbells. Let's say Ring doorbell installation, CCT installation, camera installation, right? Let's say I do that.
Exactly. Okay.
I'll say
so
a
just
price.
Okay.
They'll be like, yo, I'm on the phone with, all right, I'll call you back. I'm going to speak this mother guy. Like, what?
No, yeah. That's what I'm telling you. So as soon as they buy that lead, it could be a warm, hot, cold lead. It does not matter. They bought that lead and they sell it to you and several other businesses that do exactly what you do in the area. Regardless if you get the job or not, you have to still call them down, try to race to call them down to earn their business, right? Sounds familiar?
Yeah.
So with this is completely opposite. So the customers talk to you directly. They don't go through a third party. They don't go through any of us. They don't talk to nobody through here or anyone. They talk directly to you. We give out your number, however you want to be contacted, or if you want to be contacted through text, email, all three, does not matter. We don't charge you for the leads or anything either. It's a flat rate. You cherry pick as many as you like, and you have a tracking system to keep track of all the fruition for yourself. You're not just taking our word for anything. You're seeing it yourself. We want to make sure you have the keys to the car here. I think, Jamal, we can really, you know, agree on this part here. A conversation when you're doing a sale with your customers is completely different when you're trying to call them to ask for a service comparison when they're calling you to ask for your service, right? So with that being said, again, you're not chasing the customer down. They're chasing you at the exact moment when they need your service. You'll be there to capture them. Yes, sir. So those are the huge differences on there. And so technically, I mean, Angie's could be getting huge on a lot of stuff, but at the end of the day, they can't do anything really without Google. People go to Google to even log into Angie's.
Yeah, they go. Believe
it or not, you know? So Google's built in your phone when you buy it. I mean, I could say less on this one, I think, right? I think Google's it's always going to be there. So what we're going to do is not just put you on Google, though, because there's other directories that customers may want to look. They may be used to Bing only. I don't know, Yelp. Well, you'll be listed on those local directories included in your package. No additional cost either. Okay? We don't want the quantity of calls coming to you because that's just going to waste your time. We want to make sure it's quality calls giving you calls. That way you know that when additional calls come through, it's worth your time and you know it's going to bring you profits. We're a results-driven company. That's why we are month-to-month, because we want to earn your business every month by doing our job, making sure you're seeing a return on your investment, and keeping that communication live, right? Without communication,
so
there's
no
trust.
That is.
Yeah.
Now, all right, like I said before, they gave me about 10 leads.
Okay.
They wanted to charge me $300 a month, or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
I got the first month, right? I got the first month off. I mean, I got the first month in. I'm in the first month. They sending me the leads. But then the jobs that they call are like very little light jobs to where it won't even equal up to me paying the $200. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
Do you understand
that? It's got to be worth it.
Like, I need some jobs. I need heavy hitter jobs like $4,000, $8,000. And I used to get that from Home Advisor. And so they switched to Angie. The Angie list turned into $40, $60. I'm like, what? I can't, like, it was, HomeAdvisor was thousands. Angie's list was like nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like nothing. I couldn't pay the bill at the end of the month, even though there was some jobs I did, probably like, I'd say out of 10, probably I did maybe 3.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And let's say the other 7. It was just like, we, you know what I mean? We think about it, whatever. Your price is You know, we don't like the price. We're going to check with somebody else.
Right.
Right.
See, that's the thing right there is, and this is my opinion. I'm going to start off with saying this, okay, Jamal, is if I'm a customer for Angie's or HomeAdvisor, I already have it in my mindset to know that if I typed in any of your services, I'm going to get bombarded with calls from business owners around my area. They're going to give me some really good pricing because they're going to earn my business, right? So I'm not going to try to choose the person that gives me the best service or quality of work. I'm going to choose the one that has the lowest bid instead. That's just my opinion. That's not coming from Local Splash or anything. I just want to make sure, you know. But doesn't that make sense if it's like that? So that's why we don't do that. We don't even talk to your customers. We just want to make sure that you're getting results. Now, when it comes to the job itself, how we're going to make sure we're getting you most profitable jobs is our communication with you. If you join with us today, I start off with even saying, hey, listen, what's some services that you want to be that's going to bring you the most profits that I could put in here right now? So that way we can start working on it, right?
Okay, it's going to be Florence. Yeah, it's going to be Florence.
See, exactly. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I want to make sure the areas were hidden correctly. You know the area better than anyone. If you're like, hey, listen, I want to stay away from this area, that doesn't bring anything here for me. It's just a little different. Let's go in this area. By all means, we want to target it as much as possible. And you could change it. So even if during the season you're like, hey, during the season I do this more, perfectly fine. Okay, well, let's do that. Like, you know what I mean? So it's just a communication with that. That's all it is.
All right, I want to do I want to sign up today.
All right, sounds good. I appreciate you giving us – I'm going to say this. Give us that 1% trust, and we're going to earn the rest of the 99% by showing what we can do, okay? Now, Jamal, my question to you is I know we talked about two different packages previously. One was the $199 package that stays about 10-15 mile radius, but it does not include the Facebook ads. The other one was with targeted marketing ads with the Facebook as well at the $249. Which one did you want to go ahead and move forward with?
The 200 one. I don't really need the Facebook one.
Okay. So you don't need the Facebook, correct? Is that what I heard right?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay, perfect. So Jamal, I want to make sure I have everything correct here. Am I spelling your name correctly? Is it J-A-H-M-A-L?
Yes, J-A-H-M-A-A-L.
A-A-L. Oh, okay, nice. Okay, and then how do I spell your last name, sir?
W-A-L-L-A-T-E.
I'm going to repeat that back. W-A-L-L-A-T-E.
Wallace. A-C-E.
C-E. Wallace. Oh, okay. I love it. And Jamal, I want to make sure, even after payment here today, that you see your invoice of everything we discuss is on paper for you too, okay? Through email and through text. What's the best email I can send that to you?
WNatural@AOL.com.
@AOL.com. Oh, wow. Okay. I haven't heard of AOL in a while here. All right.
Yeah. Old school.
Yes, sir. Okay. You've been doing it for a while there. There you go. Okay.
I've been doing it since He-Man and Skeletor.
I love it, man. Well, I don't know. I really enjoy talking with you. So, regardless, you know, I wanted to make sure. So this next part here, Mr. Wallace, I should say, or Jamal, I need to make sure it's on point, okay? So this is for Google. I have the business name as City by the Shore LLC. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And now Google does not have to put your address on for the public, but they do need to have a physical address to get you verified on Google. What would that address would you like to put on there?
I will put. They're not gonna mail me anything.
They may send a postcard in the mail for a PIN number, but I'll fill you in on that part too. They actually can ask for a picture of a tool or something just to get you verified on that. I will send you an email of everything they may ask. You may not have to do all of them, but we want to make sure to limit that time for them trying to get back and forth asking for different things. So. I'll explain that in 2 seconds hereafter, though.
Okay.
Yep.
511 Eli Road.
511 Eli Road, you said?
Yes.
All right. Perfect.
E-L-Y.
Oh, I just spelled that wrong. Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. Neptune. And the zip code I have is 07753. Is that correct?
Word.
All right. Cool. Now, Jamal, like I said, I want to make sure we introduce our team. They're going to go over everything in further detail, too, of how you can keep track of your analytics by showing you your dashboard, because that's going to be your bread and butter. If anything, that's going to be your next best friend, okay?
What is it, an app?
Yes, you can look at it on your phone, tablet, computer, however you like. If I can give you my biggest suggestion, please don't take it with a grain of salt. Check on that all the time, because that's what's going to, you know, help you out and know where your analytics are coming from, like what area is working very well, what keywords are working, what's not. So it's like it's going to show you where the calls come from. If you miss a call, I have their phone number there for you, right? That's a lead. It may have, not may, it will have the keywords people are even typing on Google to find you. So you can be like, oh, wow, people are really looking for this during this time of the year. I'm going to make sure I hit heavy with this, too. Like, you see what I'm saying?
Okay.
So tomorrow, I could set that up as early as tomorrow, actually. Do you have an hour window to speak with them by any chance?
Tomorrow, yes.
What time works for you?
Noon.
Right, at noon it is. All right, let me go ahead and put this in here. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you an email, and I'm going to send that same email to Google Invite going out to our team. And all you need to do is hit yes on your side. They're going to hit yes on their side to show you that they're committed to this meeting. If for any reason, Jamal, that you need to swap it out or it's taking too long or reschedule, just like I said, communicate, let them know. They'll be happy to accommodate for that, okay?
Yeah.
All right. And it's going to come from that same email I sent me previously here. So hold on. Cool. Okay. I just sent it out. Let me know once you got it. I'm going to put a reminder for them right now, too.
In my email?
You got it. Yes, sir.
John Cio?
Yes, sir. That's me.
Yes, I got it. What
All right, beautiful. So when you pop that open, just going to hit yes. Nothing further than that, though, please.
I popped it open. Okay, so yes, yes. Okay.
Yep, there you go. Awesome. Thank you, sir. This next question I'm going to ask is for Google. Please don't think that you're married to it. You can always modify it, or we have our team to modify it for you. But for your customers, when they pop you up on Google, how do you want them to see your hours of operations? Do you want it like Monday through Friday, 24/7? What do you think?
I wanted to say 24/7 because I want that to manipulate the price. And
yes,
I
sir.
To,
I like that.
I wanted to say 24/7.
Okay.
Basically, how can I put this? On after 5 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
on a weekday, that's overtime.
Oh, okay.
That's like an overtime rate, right? Because so now, but after hours on the weekend.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. On the weekends, Sundays and Saturdays, on the weekends would be double time.
Got it. Okay. So here, this is my suggestion for you on this one, Jamal.
So it'll be time and a half, double time, and then
Ooh.
On the weekends. On the weekends at night, let's say it's Saturday night at 12 a.m. and your faucet won't stop running and you need an emergency. So at that time, you know, that's trip, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you know,
like that's money.
So time and a half,
okay.
Double time, and that's triple time. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
So I want it 24/7 so I can manipulate the price.
I
so
love that.
So something that I would have to put in there to say that. So you could say 24/7. And prices vary. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Well, this is my suggestion on this one, sir. And it's just a suggestion. But I'm just going to leave it as a 24/7 because I want the call to come through to you. If they're going to say, oh, wow, 24/7, I need an emergency, hey, then they can speak directly to you regarding those pricings. Maybe it might be something small emergency. I don't know. But that way you can strike that conversation with them and
yeah,
negotiate the pricing.
Yeah, that way I can get it down.
There.
Yeah, you're right. So I can
yes,
just
sir.
Get them down because – Mm-hmm. The emergency might be so frantic they're going to say anything.
Exactly.
Anything. You know,
that's my suggestion. So, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I just want to tell y'all before
yeah.
they come. I don't want them to come call. You know what I mean? Like you said, you don't have any contact, but they could probably
nope. yep.
call. You know
yeah.
what I'm thinking?
They won't even see us. No, we're going to showcase completely you. They won't even see Local Splash whatsoever. That we're the dark knight here.
Okay.
So yeah.
Yeah, Blackstone Corporation.
Yes, sir. Now far as the way you want them to contact you, do you want them to contact this number or to a different number?
Oh, this number.
Okay. And do you want them to text you or be able to text you and email or just a phone call?
Texas.
Text as well. Okay.
Texas. Only Texas.
Only Texas. Okay.
Only Texas. Is that, gotcha. is that a problem?
Not at all. I just want to make sure I put that in there so customers understand. All right. Right. And then also, there are specific areas. I know you mentioned like 15-mile radius here. Again, I'm going to put this right at that marker so that way you're hitting all the areas as much as possible. But is there one area that you know that you're like, I have to have this in my package here?
An area? I'm going to say...
Yeah,
area, let's say Rumson. Deal.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. Now, also, our team, they'll probably go over these things again just to make sure I didn't miss something or misspelled anything. They want to make sure it's done right. Now, how do you accept payment from your customers? Do you accept cash only? Do you do check, Zelle, Venmo, or anything like that?
No checks.
No checks? Okay.
No Zelle.
No Zelle? Cash only.
Yeah, cash only or Cash App.
All right. And Cash App. Perfect. And then also, far as website goes, do you have a website at the moment or no? I didn't see that.
No, no website.
Okay. I'm going to be in a real jolly mood here for you. Okay. And this is not me upselling anything here. It's completely, I'm going to just give you an early Christmas gift here, okay? So okay. We usually do charge extra. You can call my bluff, man. We do an amazing job on websites, and I want to make sure that this is really successful. I want you to be set up for that, okay? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to throw – my manager, if he's hearing this, he's going to kill me for saying this, but, you know, Merry Christmas, all right? So I'm going to throw a website in here included in your package. Our team,
okay,
they'll go over that with you. Yes, sir. So it's no additional cost for this website. Just make sure to have some pictures, maybe even a video, I don't know, testimonials if you like. They'll go ahead and go over how you want that website to be built. They usually get websites done in the first 7 to 14 days, okay? So it could be even faster, but yeah. Just have that ready for tomorrow if you can, and they'll help you out with that, okay?
All right.
So I'm putting that in there for you.
All right, so some pictures. What else?
Testimonials usually help out a lot, yep. Or even a video if you like. Yeah. Like I said, they do really extravagant websites. So
yeah.
I got you back, man. Now, your business.
Bro.
Yes, of course, of course. So far as your business itself, is it? Hey, man, I got you. Don't worry. You were very transparent with me and honest, and you know what? I appreciate that. So
yeah,
you know, it's the least I could do. I want to make sure this works for you.
Yeah, I had to call back. I had to get the okay from my wife. So if everything didn't work out, I didn't know her.
Yes, sir. All right, now, so Jamal, is the business, is it licensed or insured?
No, it ran out.
Okay. Now, is
no,
that
no,
necessary?
It is licensed and insured. It's LLC, yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay. I remember the LLC,
yeah,
though. Okay.
Yes, that's for LLC.
All right, perfect. And so let's go over the bread and butter here. Services that you want to be found for, let's start off, and I know I'm putting you on the spot, so you can add more if you want tomorrow or take stuff off as well, but I want to make sure I have at least the most importance first, far as the ones that bring you most profits. What's some services that you want to be found for no matter what?
Door repair and flooring.
Door repair and flooring. Now, what type of flooring? I mean, do you do vinyl? Do you do wood flooring?
All vinyl, laminate, and tile setting. Tiles.
And tiles, perfect. I used to help my father, you know, well, not used to. I guess we built our own houses in the past, and I don't know, tile work actually was, I mean, it's hard, you know, on the knees, but then it was so, I don't know, calming, I guess you could say. I don't know.
It
was
weird. Ain't it?
All right. It is.
Wrapping the butter, double butter.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know, all right, cool.
Hair and bone or something, you know what I mean?
I thought I was tripping on it. I never really said that much. All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put in parentheses that you may want to add more. So that way they can bring that topic up in case if you thought of something that we may have forgotten today, okay?
Can you put on,
Yeah, what do you got?
Ring doorbells, Ring cameras,
Ring installations. And cameras. Now, do you do repairs for that as well, or just the installation?
Just the installation.
Okay. Installation. Boom. Beautiful. All right. So now I have this in here. Let me make sure I double check. Okay. Wait. I thought I did. Okay. And looks like we're good. So I'm going to go ahead and shoot this over to our team right now. That way, when they talk to you tomorrow, they know exactly what your business is, how to run it, and how to help. Okay. Now, The next part is the voice verification. Like I said, we want to have a secondary protection for you. Okay. So it's going to be all recorded. I'm going to put the pricing in there. I'm also going to tell you how to, in case the knock on wood, if you ever decide to part ways in the future, you want to make sure you know how to do so. There's no cancellation fees. And I put that in a recording. Now, next thing is I will be asking a few questions in the beginning. So just try to answer as clearly as possible. If you have any questions or concerns, stop me in my tracks and ask away. All right. That's what I'm here for. All right. All right. So here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
City by the Shore, LLC.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
CEO.
Perfect. And, of course, your name, you're Jamal, right?
Jamal Wallace. JAHMALWALLACE.
Awesome. And, of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
All right. And, of course, you're the authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Like I said, communication is everything. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. I'm going to hit pause for a second. Jamal, after this recording here, I want to make sure that you are well protected. Anytime we call in, so we'll set up a security question, okay? You'll know it's us calling because we will only ask the security question. We will never give out your answer. All right, so I just want to make sure you're protected on that. Keep everything confidential, okay?
All right.
All right, I'm going to continue here. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right, and last question. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Can you explain that?
Sure thing. That means we can't read your mind. Your website, our team, this is your business. But our team, even if they have a great idea, they will never do something without your permission. So please let us know if you need to put out a new promotion or add a picture. They can't do that without your go-ahead on that.
On the website?
Website, Facebook stuff, Google. Yeah, we want to make sure that we're not doing things just because we can. No, it doesn't matter. We need to make sure we communicate with you and be on the same page with your company. It's tailored to your business, not to our business. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Just making sure. All right, so your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on December 21st and a non-refundable amount of only $199. This will be recurring payment. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of each month of the 21st in the same amount of $199. So it's recurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting our client support number at the 877 number that I gave you earlier. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. Beautiful. As promised, I want to make sure you're well protected on all everything we discussed there, okay? So
Could I cancel out? What if that ends up happening. I don't make enough money. Mm-hmm. And let's just say I don't make enough money and I want to cancel out 3 days beforehand, right? So let's say I cancel out and I cancel before the time. You guys don't charge me. Can I come back? Can I come back?
You can come back, but I don't know. I can't promise the same promotional rate at that time. But if you talk to me, I will make sure to do anything and everything I can to help you out the best I can. Okay? Well, I want to plan on this succeeding and doing extravagantly well for you. Not family. Yeah. That's not what we're here for. Okay? All right, man. But great questions. I like it. Just to let you know, too, in case if you ever go on vacation or you're leaving town for a long time and you're like, hey, listen, I'm not accepting any work, you do have an option to pause it as a seasonal hold where you're not being charged either. Okay? Yeah. So that way you keep your listing. All right.
All right, because I have kind of like specialists that come in too. You know, I have specialists, and I might need you to go back over the stuff of what I do, because sometimes I can have specialists come in, and you know, technicians come in, and you know, they'll finish the job for me while I go do something else. Yeah.
Nice.
So
okay, cool.
I just want to make sure that was all right. You know what I mean? Because I do have a team that I work with.
Perfectly fine. Yes, sir.
Okay.
That's perfectly fine. Yep. Now, this next part, Jamal, I joke around about it a lot, but I've seen it actually happen. It says, I don't want you locked out of your own account. Please don't forget your own answer, okay? We won't be able to give it out to you. But you do have three choices. You can make up any answer you want. It's either choose from mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
City you were born in.
All right. And again, we will never get this answer out, so it never changes. What would that answer be?
Neptune.
All right. Perfect. So I'm going to keep this in here. And again, this won't change at all. So if anyone tries to say that answer out and stuff, that's the red flag. Okay? So now you know. Now, Jamal, last part here. On the card that we're using today, is it just the first and last name, or is there a middle initial on the card as well?
Is it your first and last name?
Okay. I'm assuming it's to the same billing address, right? The 511 Eli Road?
Yes.
Okay. And what kind of payment method are we using today? Is it Master, Visa, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
Okay, perfect. Now, for security purposes, I can't repeat these numbers out loud, but I'm ready for the card number when you are.
All right, hold on. Four, four, oh, three. Nine, three, five, oh.
Okay.
0168. Okay. 8979.
Awesome. And the expiration date on that?
February 28th. Oh, sorry. February 2028.
Okay, very good. And the last but not least, the security code.
350.
Say that one more time. Can I cut out there?
350.
All right. Perfect. Perfect. Thank you, sir. Now, before I process any payment, now you know I wasn't lying. I got you at a really good promotional rate here. So I want to make sure I refresh it like three times here just to make sure it stays like that, okay? So give me a second.
Okay.
Okay. Looking solid. So I'm going to go ahead and process the payment for only $199. Please stay on the phone with me. I like to keep to my promises. Want to make sure once it goes through, I'm going to walk you through so you can see your breakdown of the invoice through text and email, okay? So I'll let you know as soon as it goes through on my side here. And it just went through on my side, so you're going to receive a text and an email. Whichever comes first, just let me know, and then that way I can show you how to go and see everything there, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. And while we're waiting for that too, Jamal, did you want me to keep the address hidden from the public?
In Google, yeah.
Yeah? Okay. I'm going to put that in parentheses here right now. All right, perfect. I put that in the notes for them just in case there, too. All right, you should have received an email at least by now. It will say local splash initial invoice. Do you see something like that?
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got the text message.
Okay, yeah, that will probably be easier. If you want to put me on speakerphone, I'll direct you on this one. When you open up that text, there's a spot with a link where it says, click here to accept your subscription terms. Do you see something like that?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Once you open that up, you'll see everything we talked about, discussed, is in there. Not to mention, there's going to be a short description of other packages that can be available for you in the future. If you ever decided to upgrade, if you do decide to upgrade, please, again, let me know before you do, because I don't want you paying the regular pricing. I can still apply this promotional rate for all your packages. Okay. Save you a ton of money. Read through it. I'm going to be here with you at the bottom there. Everybody misses two little check boxes they have to click before typing in their name, but I'll be here in silence. So let me know if you have any questions. Okay.
All right. So all I gotta do is type my name, right?
Yes, sir. Just how it shows on the card. Yep.
Please accept the terms of open session. Okay, so it's local slash username.
Perfect. All right, that's how we did it. Right. So that's your dashboard, by the way, the tracking system. If I gave you a password and everything right now, you won't see anything, right? So tomorrow when our tech team calls you, they're going to call you from that 877 number I gave you. And they're going to give you the login and password to show you how to maneuver through everything. They're going to show you how to keep track of your analytics, all of it. And also go into further detail about the website and everything. So make sure you got some homework to do a little bit here. But it's worth it, okay? I want to make sure this is set up for success here. So congratulations, Jamal. Welcome to the family. All right. We're going to do well here. Please, again, the best way to make this happen, make it work, to bring max results is communicate with our team and keep track of that analytics on your dashboard, okay?
Sorry about that.
No, you're good. You're good. Well, hey, Jamal, if I don't get to talk to you myself tomorrow, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, stay safe out there, okay?
All right. Thank you.
You're very most welcome. All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye, sir.
All right.